Welcome, family, to Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Apostle Barbara Williams here on the Now Network every second Thursday of every month. Welcome, family. Yes, this is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. This is the movement for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, of empowerment, of trust, and coming together as one in Christ. Women Speak Now broadcast on the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues and to find real godly solutions. Yes, we seek the truth without compromising the word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. We believe that all those that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Read chapter four of John. We are all calling all women of truth to join the movement of the power of one. Bring your real voice, your real issues, and your real listening heart as women speak now and are heard. Amen. Base scripture, Proverbs 12:1. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Welcome tonight to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I know this is a little different from most of our listeners. Minister Michelle is our continuing hosting here on Women Speak Now, but God is doing a miraculous thing here. We're expanding and looking to dedicate each night of the month to a different host on this network. I know Minister Michelle is going to be sticking around for Hot Topics and for the collaboration. We're in final talks with our week one host, but I want to introduce and present to this whole network our week two hostess, and that is no other than the mighty woman of God, Apostle Barbara Williams out of Texas. We're just going to say Texas. I hate to give people cities until they do. Welcome, woman of God, to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Praise God, everybody. Praise the Lord. I am so excited to be on your show today. Praise God. I thank God for our hosts, Pastor E, Minister Michelle, all the ministers and evangelists and all the people of God that's on the radio talk show. I thank God for my life, my health, my strength, and I thank God for this opportunity. Praise God, I am not ashamed of the gospel. He said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And I thank him because he didn't have to do what he did for me. But can't nobody tell it like I can. Amen. And everybody has a testimony. Everybody have been through something. Because when God come in and he save you and he fill you with the precious Holy Ghost, amen, it takes a determination. It takes the making the right choices now. Amen. You have to make the right choices. And when you have God on your side, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. We all go through adversities. We all go through the difficulties and the misfortune and trouble and difficult hardship, distress and disasters and suffering and affliction and misery, tribulations and pain and trauma, and we could go all day long telling about the goodness of Jesus, that how he brought us through all of this, how he brought us through the diversities of things, you know. And I just thank God because we overcome by the words of our testimony. And I thank God because God came into my life one day. He saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the precious Holy Ghost. And, you know, I am so great of a witness, so cloud of a witness, you know, just to tell of some of the things that God keep doing for us. You know, I look over my life how God has made so many ways because of his grace and his mercy, his grace. And I thought about it, I said, I want to talk on something that when we got God on our side and we love the Lord, then we can make the right choices. We can do that now. Right now. And sometimes, you know, we look to the left, we look to the right, try to figure out, so Lord, I've been serving you for X amount numbers of years. I've been saved this long and I've done this and I've done that. And when we pray and we try to figure it out and say, Lord, there's something that's holding us back. What could it be? And I thought about Deuteronomy 30. And 10 through 20, 31 through 2. I'm going to be coming through, you know, from these different scriptures in Deuteronomy 29, verse 24 through 29. And, you know, and I'm going to be talking about some few things in the book of Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30, verse 10 through 20. And then I'm going to skip down, go to 31 and 2. So I'm going to be just moving around, you know, to just try to give you a little something, something that will hold you for a little while. Because the word of the Lord is in our heart. He said, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, God, you are my strength and my redeemer. So the scripture goes in 30 and 2 says, and thou shalt return unto the Lord thy God and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with thy heart and with all thy soul. And then I'm going to go down where it says Moses. I thought about the story of Moses when Moses was over 100 years old. And he knew that he would soon die. He knew this. So he called all the people together at one last time in a mighty voice. And he told them they had a choice. And he told them, all of them who wanted to live, to raise their hand. And I thought about the Lord. I said, Lord, God, you gave your only begotten son. And when you gave him, praise God, you had one son. Amen. And a lot of times when we go through hardship and we go through different things, and if you just go back and just remember the commands that God gave us this day for our children and their children so we can have the inheritance. And he said, you know, when you have your mind and you got your heart, you got your soul, when you give it back to Jesus, and so when you give it back to him, then you can think about your soul. I remember the song that goes, my soul been anchored in the Lord. And when you get ready to go through the adversities, you go through the storms of life, and sometimes we feel like, well, God ain't hearing my prayer. Oh, he ain't hearing it. Well, they can say this and they can say that. Well, they don't know what I've been going through. But we all have gone through something in order to get to this point. We all had to suffer to go through to get that anointing, and we pay the price, because if we don't never go through nothing, how can we tell you something? If we never travel the country, how are we going to tell you what's out there? We got to go through something, because if we don't, then we won't have that testimony. We won't be able to tell you the things of life. And I thought about that song, though, the storm keep on raging in my life. And sometimes it's just hard to tell the night from day. But that hope that lies within me are reassured. But I keep my eyes up on the distant shore, because I know that one day God is going to lead me to that safety place. He's going to bless me. He's going to prepare me. And if the storm don't cease and the wind keep on blowing in my life, well, just think about my soul been anchored in the Lord. And when you've been anchored in the Lord, then you can make the right choices. And when you make the right choices, sometimes it's going to feel like that you realize sometimes that in this life, you know, we're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the word of God, you got to remember that your soul is anchored. He already knows. If you keep steadfast and stay unmoved despite the tides, but if the storm don't cease and the wind keep on blowing, you still got to know that your soul been anchored in the Lord. And that's why I said, well, Lord, if the children of Israel, Moses led them out, but at the end of the day, we still gotta lead. We still gotta guide you. We still gotta help you along the way. So we listen to these blog talk shows, the Now Network. I thank God for it, because if we don't get some sound doctrine, something that's gonna stick closer to us, the word of God that stays in our heart, that stays in our mind. And Moses, Moses, he was over 100 years old. And, you know, he asked the people, he knew that he was going to soon die. But, you know, the people begin to drop their head. They drop their head. And, you know, he asked them, he knew that he would soon die. So he called all the people together one last time in a mighty voice. And he told them that they had a choice. And he told all of them who wanted to live and raise a hand, not quite knowing exactly what it meant. But they mumble like we do sometimes when God gives us divine instruction. when God tells us to do something, we kind of like, Lord, you want me to do this? Lord, you want me to do that? And, you know, and they mumble against themselves. And then gradually they raise their hands. But then Moses made another statement. He told all of them who wanted to die to raise their hands. Then the crowd quickly lowered their hands, and a silence fell over them. And they waited for Moses to speak again, but Moses told the people that they must choose life nor death. And in choosing life, God would provide for them and give them food and water and good land and large flocks. And he told them that God would give them peace and all of these things they wanted if only they would obey his laws. And however, he also told the people that if they follow their own minds and become proud and even forget how God brought them out of Egypt, they would be ruined. But one of the remembrances of the Passover was to never forget to tell the younger generation how God freed them. And after speaking, he waited for their decision. But the people made their choice, and they chose to obey God. But Moses bowed his head and prayed, and he said near the end of life, even though the people had caused him so much trouble, he loved them, he wanted good things for them. But they had fought so much together, and he wanted them to have all that God had promised. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. He gave us choice. He told us to choose heaven or hell. He said, who will you serve this day? And, you know, when you surrender all and you give up all and say, Lord, here I am. I can't fight another battle. Lord, I'm giving it back to you. Lord, I can't do this by myself. Lord, I can't fix this. Lord, I can't pay this bill. But when you get out of the flesh and begin to look at what God promised you, go back to the word, and God will give you right choices. And when you got God on your side and you know how to pray, you know how to fast, you know how to seek the face of God. Because if you don't pray, if you don't seek, you'll be weak. And if you don't seek God, then how are you going to make it? How are you going to last? And I know many times they tell us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, what are you saying, God? What are you saying, stay still? You got to go to the well of the knowing that God says, stand still. Lord, I'm standing still. Well, if you're still, well, then you will get divine instruction. You will get that little nugget that you've been looking for. Lord will tell you to go this way, do it my way, not your way. And a lot of times when we get into our businesses and different things, you put things before God. When God says, seek my face, turn to me, I will help you. I will help you to understand it. And I said, well, and when your soul is anchored in God, everything, your choices is Jesus said. Jesus said this. He said he won't lead you astray. The billows may roll, the breakers may dash, but you will not stray because God holds you fast. Sometimes you're going to have some darkness days that lies in the sky, but I know it's all right because Jesus is now. A lot of times you don't understand why you're going through these things. People, you know, you're going to hear things said. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be crushed down. But Jesus will pick you up. He sticks right by you when the going gets tough because you got the word of God in your heart. You know how to trust him. You know how to rely on him. You know how to keep fasting. You know how to keep praying. You know how to pray in the spirit. And if you're not saved, ask God to teach you how to pray in the spirit. A lot of times the enemy don't need to know what you're praying. People don't need to know what you're seeking God for. But a lot of times if you get the right person, you get the right person in your life, in this ministry, you got all these ministers, you got all these pastors, they won't lead you astray. If you just line up with the word of God, line it up, your house in order. Because God told me to tell you that I'm coming back again. Will you be ready? I've given you space to repent of your sin. I've given you space. Obey me now and get it right because I'm coming back. I'm coming, and I'm coming back with my reward. Will you be ready? Will you be ready to make the right choice, to get out of your old ways, get into the newness of God? Begin to seek him and love him and reading his word, studying the word. Well, you may say, well, I do that anyway. But there's still going to be some spirits out there that needs binding. and loosing. Because he said whatever you bind in heaven will be bind in earth. Whatever you loose in heaven will be loose on the earth. And God is here. The Lord is here to set you free. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. And I thank God, amen, because when we make the right choices, the only way you can do that is when a person first chooses God. And when you choose God, oh, my God, oh, the blessings that he promised us, oh, the inheritance that he's given us, making the right choices, and then we won't fall into diverse temptation. Oh, my goodness. My God, my God. You know, that's why I thank God, because I can use me to testify about me. Amen. When I was out there in the world. Amen. I'm a PK kid. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I've been saved all my life. But I had to fall down and get back up. Fall down, get back up. Fall down, get back up. Keep repenting. Keep confessing. And when you do that, then God can, he can bless you. He can take care of his own. He made the way, just like he made the way for the children of Israel. Amen. I just thank God, amen. Because when God makes the way for you, amen, how did the people receive him? The first thing they wanted to do, amen, the crowd quickly lowered their hands and silence fell over all over them. And they waited for Moses to speak. Amen. What was Moses' message to the people? His message to the people was he told them that they had a choice. He told all of them who wanted to live, raise their hand. He told all of them who wanted to die to raise their hand. And you know, quickly, the crowd quickly dropped their hand, began to mumble amongst each other. And that's the way we do. When the Lord tells us to give up something or let something go, don't do this, don't do that. Amen. He draws us with the love. And when you got love, you can love. You can go through some things. You can take some things. Amen. And the end result, the people made their choice. They chose to obey God. Moses bowed his head and prayed. Amen. How many times did God choose us when we done been disobeyed? We disobeying him, disobeying him. Well, I do it this time, but I do it the next time. How many times God's mercy, his grace, he keep giving us second chances, second chances, second chances. I'm just so glad that I'm not God, because if I had to judge, I would judge very hard. I would be so cruel, so unfair, no matter how much Jesus I have. Because when somebody wrong you, the first thing you're, Lord, you saw it. Do whatever you got to do, Lord. Because many times justice can be unfair. But the Lord said, I'm the judge. I'm the jury. My ways is pleasing, not your way. Many times we try to figure it out and do our own thing, and it won't work because God is telling you to do this, do it this way. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him. He didn't have to save me. Many times I kept telling God, no, I don't want to preach the gospel. I don't want to be like those hypocrites. I don't want to act like them. I don't want to do what they do. Why? Because I was raised up in church, and I saw a lot of things. But I had to put on my spiritual shoes and begin to walk by the Spirit, begin to pray for them that misunderstand me, begin to pray for them that lie on me, begin to pray for them because they're going to do that. Why? Because you're walking up righteousness. You're walking up holiness. You're doing the right thing. And anytime somebody try to do the right thing, the first thing they do is lie on you, want to run out because of your anointing, because what God has called you to do. Amen. I would like for y'all to say something. Amen. Amen. Pastor E, praise God. You can open up the lines and let people give their testimonies and tell of the goodness of God because of making the right choices, how God has blessed the people. God chose you. He didn't have to do it. But when God, he said, many are called, but a few are chosen. And the chosen ones go through more than the rest of the people. it looked like, I said, well, looked like sometimes it felt like you suffered and suffered and suffered and suffered. I began to think, Lord, am I cursed? What is going on? And God began to tell me, I trained you hands-on. And when God trained you with his own schooling, his own knowledge, his own wisdom, his own word, and when you begin to walk that way and be obedient to God, and then God begins to lift you out of that, seem like you're in a hole. It was like I was 2011. He said, I just saw God take me from the bottom of the earth, 11 floors under the earth, to pull me up until I surrendered and said, yes, God, I do your will. God is the one that gives you the certificate. You can't promote yourself. You can't do that, but God will. Amen. God does it. Face you. That's because you're making the right choices. You're doing the will of the Father. And I thank God for that. I thank God for this talk show. I thank God for the Now Network, because God is a right now God. I thank God for his word, because he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Amen. And when God gives you his word, you don't have to worry about his word coming back to you void. He said, cast my word out into the water. Cast it out upon the water. When you cast it out, speak his word, speak his command, decree, declare a thing, then it is done. Amen. I just thank God, amen, because God picked me up. And when he picked me up, then I began to grow spiritually. I began to grow Jacob's ladder. I didn't get a choice. He said, choose life or death. Amen. Many times I chose death, but it didn't work. Two head-on collisions. I'm still alive. Aneurysm, I'm still alive. I had to make the right choice. I got tired of laying in that hospital bed. I'm not going to lay there for no 16 years paralyzed, learning to walk 4 and 5 times. I had to surrender. I had to say, Lord, I want to make the right choice. I want to say yes. I want to do your will. I want to surrender. I thank God, amen, for surrendering. I thank God for the testimony. I thank God that I'm still alive. I thank God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. So if there would be a testimony or something, somebody would like to speak on making the right choice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you make the right choice, amen, you can speak things and it shall happen. You can decree amen. A thing and it will happen. Amen, Pastor E.
Amen, amen. We want to open the lines and give an opportunity for you guys to get to know Apostle Barbara. She'll be continuing every second Thursday here on Women Speak Now. Give you an opportunity to meet her, talk to her, ask her any questions. Get affiliated, or just greet her and welcome her to the Now Network. Minister Terry, I knew you would dial one. Welcome to Women Speak Now. This is a part. I know you've heard Apostle Barbara before, but she's going to be coming on board, taking on the second Thursday every month here on Women Speak Now, and it's going to be. The topic of her show is Right Choices Now.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Man, I tell you, Apostle, right now. I tell you, family. Apostle Barbara, you were speaking, and I tell you, you were speaking to me. When you said, okay, surrender, here I am, Lord, you know. And I was listening to your testimony of your aneurysm, and it was similar to what I went through after losing my mom. I was in the hospital for 13 days, lost 45 pounds, and had a missed stroke, 220 blood pressure, 127, couldn't walk, talk, or eat. But I tell you, the glory of God, and like you said, he chose us. And he, I tell you, whoo, and you said a whole lot. You said study yourself to be a fool, because I tell you, this is new to me, and I thank God when Pastor E reached out to me on Facebook, because I was trying to do this and learn his word on my own. But I thank God for you guys and all the Now Network family, D2C Ministries, because it gives me such confirmation. And every time I hear one of the broadcasts and you sharing the testimony you shared tonight, I just get confirmation of his word and want to know more of his word and have more of a deeper relationship with him. And I tell you, sometimes we study everything else to get a passing grade or to get a job and everything, but who allows us to do these things? We have to know that, that God is in charge of everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, I thank God, and I thank God for Jesus Christ too, because I know where he brought me from. I don't know where he's taking me, but I know where he brought me from. And I'm just going to surrender myself in the newness of God. He said it. And we have to bind up the spirit. Bind it up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. I tell you, glory to God. Awesome. Awesome word. Awesome testimony.
Amen.
I tell you.
You're a woman of God. Amen.
Yes, we love and appreciate you being on the Now Network on Women Speak Now, because a lot of people need to hear, because testimonies is what gets others to realize what God is doing in their lives. Some of us don't realize, and we don't believe who's doing it. It's not us doing anything. It's him that's doing everything. So glory to God, I tell you, family. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And you said something else at the beginning, right choice, and stay anchored in the Lord. I tell you, you said a lot. This is a broadcast and a word that you have put forth, brought forth glory to God over and over. And I'm going to listen to it over and over, because you hit me right there in the heart, in the spirit. So, God bless you, sister. I tell you, I love you, and I look so much forward to hearing a word from you again. Amen.
God bless you. Love you, sister. You did a mouthful. Amen.
I tell you, you put a mouthful within me, you know. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because it just touched me, because it touched right at home. And Pastor E, you know, my story, and like you said, we can go through trials and tribulations and all kind of things, but you got to just keep, I just keep him first. I keep Jesus first when I wake up, because I know when I wake up, he gets awakened me, and I just thank him, you know, for another opportunity. It ain't about me. It's not my will anymore. It's his will. Sometimes I have to tell myself, you know, the Lord will tell me when to do the work for me, but I know I can't put all work aside and neglect what I have to do for him, because I need to know more of him to get deeper into my relationship with him. So glory be to God, I tell you, whew, when you say, where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side? Yes, glory to God. God bless you, family. I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Minister Terry. We have a caller, area code 214, last four, 4053. You're live on Women Speak Now with our hostess, Apostle Barbara Williams.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is London, and I'm calling. I've been listening, enjoying the show, and I wanted to see if Apostle Williams could pray for me. I've really enjoyed her testimony and everything. I'm just being blessed, and I just get chills every time she speaks, and I just wanted prayer over my life.
Yes.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stretch our hand to this woman of God. Father, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, you've given her the wisdom. You've given her knowledge. Father, I thank you for her finances, God. Increase it in the name of Jesus. woman of God, God told me, you don't even have to worry about it. God said, I've already made the way. I paved the way. He said, I've put you in places and high places. I put a light up under your feet. He said, all you got to do is just follow it and stand on what you believe. The Lord said, you are praying, woman of God. In the name of Jesus. God said, either don't even look to the left or to the right, because I'm going to line everything up for you. And when I line it up, you're going to be singing hallelujah every minute of the day. You won't have to worry about your future. You won't have to worry about the things to come. He said, you serve a right now God, and what you speak, I will decree and declare it. In the name of Jesus, I put a host of angels around you for your going in and your coming out. I see your household blessed. I see you blessed. In the name of Jesus. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you shield her heart, God. Shield her heart in the name of Jesus. Shield her mind, body, and soul, God, with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree, declare it, God. And I speak healing to our body. I speak healing to our back. I speak healing to the stomach area. I speak healing. And I speak, God, that you bless and multiply the fruit of her womb. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for the prayer, Apostle, and Pastor, thank you for having this show. I'm truly blessed by this, and I'm going to continue listening.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. God bless you.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Well, good evening, man of God. How are you today?
Oh, come on. You already know. Blessed.
Yeah.
I think Fred blessed. Hammond said, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field.
Yes, Lord.
I'm blessed when I come and when I go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me started. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated.
We are blessed.
All right, look, I got these Holy Ghost women on here. Y'all better watch out. We be the start of something up in here.
Oh, my God. Good evening, Apostle Barbara William. How are you?
Good evening, woman of God. I love you, Evangelist Valentine. I love, love, love when you speak.
But guess what? I love you too, my sister.
Thank you. I love, love, love you too.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm listening at you, and I said, oh, listen at my sister. You know what I want to share with you? You didn't drag your feet. You didn't hold back nothing. You flowed with the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, glory. Thank you.
You didn't
Jesus.
Drag your feet. You didn't hold back nothing. You flow with the Holy Ghost. And that's what I'm talking about. You're going to meditate. You're going to flow with the Holy Ghost. Take it in front of me.
Hallelujah. Prophesy, woman of God.
You flow with the Holy Ghost, my sister. And I'm listening at you all you talked about. Your topic was right choices now. And you know what? If Apostle Barbara, we can make right choices, and we can also make wrong choices. Joshua said to, choose you this day whom you will serve. So we have a choice. We have a choice. We can serve God, or we can stay out there in the world and serve the devil. But I chose the right choice. I choose life. We can choose life or death. And I've chosen life. Thank you, Jesus. And you talked about being anchor. I love that word. I love that song. We are anchor in the Lord. Anchor in the Lord. Ooh. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always bounding in the work of the Lord. I'm anchor, my sister.
Yeah.
I am anchor in Jesus.
I'm
anchor in Jesus. Making right choices. And then you said something else that really, 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 really just dropped in my spirit. When you talked about Hey, Lord. You glad you are not God. Because if you were, you would judge hard. You glad that you are not God. Because if you were, you would judge hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Bible says he given each man the measure of faith. Because if he had given us a measure of faith, we would judge hard. We would send mm-hmm. this people to jail, that person to jail, that person to hell. We'll do just what we want. That's why we're not God. That's why we're not God. Because we would judge hard. You said that, sister. Oh, what a mouthful. You said that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. He given each one of us the measure of faith, not a measure. Because I said we'll judge so hard on the people.
Yes.
That's why God is God. And he gave us the measure of faith. And I thank God for you. You brought that word so awesome, so powerful, and with your anointing. And you flowed with it, my sister. You flowed with it. I'm going to say it again.
Oh,
you didn't drag
Jesus.
Your feet and you didn't hold back.
Yes, God.
You flowed right along with the Holy Ghost. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to say to you tonight, you keep preaching the word of God, and you preach nothing but the word. Don't hold back. Flow with the Holy Ghost. Go with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thank God for you, for your testimony. God has did a miraculous healing in your body. He touched you.
Yes.
And you are healed.
Yes, yes.
And oh, praise God for it.
Oh, come on, speak it.
I am healed. I receive
yes,
in the name of Jesus. I am healed
yes, you are.
From the crown of my head to the sole
yes,
of my feet. Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Decree
Jesus.
It. Declare it.
I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, you
thank
are.
Thank you for clarity. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
and I
will
see yes, you are healed.
Glory
yes.
to God. Yes,
we are
serving
yes.
We God.
Apostle Barbara, I'm going to let you go, but I thank God for you for tonight. And I'm planning on listening at you every second Thursday of the month. You are awesome. Mighty.
Thank you, Mother. I love you. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, my sister.
I love you too, Evangelist Valentine.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Now, you can listen to Evangelist Virginia tomorrow at 12 noon. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for 52 Weeks of Love here on the Now Network every Friday. Awesome, awesome word, awesome Holy Ghost move, awesome prophetic move of God, along with What's the Word with Minister Terry. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody else want to get in this conversation, go ahead and dial 1. We got a couple more minutes left. We'd love for you to get connected to Apostle Barbara. I know I want to allow her to share any information, email, website, anything to stay connected with her throughout the week, throughout the month, just not every second Thursday. Her ministry is alive 24/7. So if you want to stay connected with her, we want to get that information out there. Take this opportunity now, Apostle, evangelist, a woman of God. Just share your information. Apostle,
yeah.
Fivefold. Okay, I am fivefold. Are you? You know what? That's what I'm gonna put on my. That's the last part I'm gonna put on my shirt. I am fivefold. Are you?
Amen. Yes.
Yes. Go ahead and share your information with us.
Williams, WILLIAMS. Barbara, BARBARA 61 at gmail.com.
Amen. That's Williams. Barbara. What's the number?
61
at gmail.com. Williams. Barbara 61 at gmail.com. Send her an email. Let her know if you need prayer, if you want to be connected with her ministry. I know she'll get right back with you, or contact me, and I'll contact her and see if it's okay to share that information. I already know in the spirit I'm going to be sharing phone numbers with Evangelist Virginia and our other covenant partners here with the Now Network, and specifically connected with Women Speak Now, because I just see God building a greater force here as we collaborate on at every last program of the month on Women Speak Now and Man Up the Movement. We collaborate working together to work things out. We ask the questions that nobody else would ask. That's on both sides. We ask the women, and the women ask us, and it's just such a gracious time. So I'm glad to have everybody on board. Any closing remarks from you, Apostle?
No. I've enjoyed it. I thank you, and I want to make corrections. You said it's Evangelist Virginia. So I love you, woman of God. I love everybody that had their part in it. So y'all pray for me. I pray for you. God bless you.
Well, we look forward to the next second Thursday next month. I know we're going to be working together to really put this together and make it unique. I'm excited. God bless you guys. Know your love. Know your honor. Know you're appreciated. But most of all, know that you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different. God knew you before the foundation of this world. He called your name before he called mine. God has a better blessing in store for you when you give him your best. I dare you tonight, give God the best of his glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.